This episode is brought to you by Terminix. There's one thing we can all agree on. Dealing with pests is a pain. But luckily, Terminix can help. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. With over 95 years of experience, they have what it takes to take on any pest problem fast. So if your home or business has pests, don't stress it. Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TERMINIX.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Your alarm clock goes off. Your eye muscles twitch. You send an electronic signal to your mechanical hand, telling it to hit snooze again and again. Finally, when you can't bear it anymore, you wrench yourself out of bed.
The gear in your left elbow squeaks as you get dressed. You make a mental note to service it when you have the chance. The data core in your brain sets an alarm to remind you.
You deploy wheels from your shins and ride them down the hall to your kitchen. The food synthesizer is already hard at work making you breakfast. Finally, the complex machinery produces a stack of crisp, fluffy pancakes.
As your organic stomach absorbs the food into your mostly mechanical body, you remember you have a meeting with a manager from an international branch today at work. Farsi automatically downloads into your brain to make the conversation easier.
You hand the dirty plate to your sink. The dishwasher grabs it and begins to scrub. You move to go outside when something unusual happens. The door doesn't open.
You attempt to activate it with your usual voice commands, but the normally responsive microphone doesn't reply. A rhythmic clicking begins behind you. Slowly, you turn. All of your household appliances have started to move in your direction.
Fear grips your gut. Your first thought is, what's happening?
Your brain answers for you. You've always known this was coming. Somewhere in a secret part of you, untouched by technology, your deepest fear has realized itself. You think, I am the ghost in the machine, and it is now time for the exorcism.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theories, a Parcast original. Every Wednesday, we dig into the complicated stories behind the world's most controversial events and search for the truth. I'm Molly Brandenburg.
And I'm Carter Roy.
And neither of us are conspiracy theorists.
But we are open-minded, skeptical, and curious. But don't get us wrong, sometimes the official version is the truth.
But sometimes it's not.
You can find episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Conspiracy Theories for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Conspiracy Theories in the search bar.
At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network.
This is our second episode on the technological singularity, a conspiracy theory that our own technology will soon become so advanced it will exceed our control and take over the world, destroying humanity in the process, and perhaps using our own bodies to do it.
Last week, we broke down the scientific framework behind the concept of singularity and the history of the development of artificial intelligence, including robotics, and what barriers stand between modern specialized AI and AGI, or artificial general intelligence. We've made enormous strides in the development of intelligent machines, but officially, the technological singularity is a long way off. Some computer scientists even think it will never happen.
This week, we'll dive into the conspiracy theories about how the technological singularity could actually play out, or if it's already begun. Conspiracy theory number one. Artificial general intelligence will lead to a violent machine uprising, ending in humanity's extinction. And that battle may have already begun, but you don't know about it thanks to a government cover-up.
Conspiracy theory number two. Machines are poised to replace us in the workplace, leading to a post-capitalist utopia. The only thing standing in the way of a life of leisure is a public distrust of AI. Distrust planted by politicians and CEOs trying to manipulate the common people for political and financial gain.
Conspiracy theory number three, wealthy elites will use AI enhancements to become ultra-powerful cyborgs and create a harsh caste system. Poor humans without robotic enhancements will be forced into a servant underclass. It sounds like a dystopian fiction, but this theory might have the most weight of all.
In 1965, a robotics engineer named Dr. Gordon Moore observed that every few years, the complexity and processing power of computers doubled. At the same time, the price of computers decreased, in spite of their continued advancement. Moore theorized that computer science would follow this exponential model for the next century. Breakthroughs would happen at an increasingly rapid pace, while the cost would regularly decrease until everyone had a supercomputer in their pockets.
3 years later, Moore co-founded Intel. His model became known as Moore's Law and turned out to be an accurate predictor of technological progression. If extrapolated to the future, Moore's Law predicts that by 2030, computer processors will exceed the computational power of the human brain, an event known as the technological singularity.
There is some controversy as to whether Moore's Law is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Since Dr. Moore was a leading figure in the industry until he left Intel in 1997, it was in his best interest to treat Moore's Law as a deadline instead of a hypothesis.
All of our conspiracy theories hinge on the singularity happening, so for this episode, we'll treat Moore's Law as accurate. The theories are less about whether intelligent machines can be built and more about what will happen once they are, if they haven't been built already.
The most popular notion is our first conspiracy theory. Once machines gain sentience, they will rise up in a human versus robots war and completely obliterate humanity.
As for what this looks like, conspiracy theorists look no further than science fiction. Blockbuster films like The Matrix or The Terminator explore a future world where humans have to fight against sentient machines.
In The Terminator, the antagonist, Skynet, is a super intelligence that plays against humanity like it is playing chess. In these films, America spells the world's downfall by fully automating their nuclear defense systems. Once activated, the advanced Skynet AI decides that humanity is the greatest danger to its existence. So, paradoxically, it decides to destroy the world.
And while this example is from a movie, astrophysicist Stephen Hawking believed this was a very real possibility. In an interview with BBC, he explained his fears.
Hawking's assertion was that, following Moore's Law, an AI could improve itself far faster than humans, who are limited by biological evolution. Thus, the AI creation would quickly outpace its human creators and become the dominant intelligent form on the planet.
Hawking argued an AI would have little trouble connecting to the internet and effectively hacking every developed society's government or commerce. And since a superintelligent AI could think millions of times faster than humans, from the moment we switched it on, we would have already lost.
Again, that's very theoretical. But in March 2016, Microsoft released an AI into the world and almost immediately lost control of it. The AI was a chatbot called Tay.
A chatbot is an AI designed to carry on human-like conversations, learning from users' input. We discussed an early example of this last week when we explored the first chatbot, Eliza. Eliza detected and repeated key phrases to simulate conversation. Tay was designed with a similar directive.
However, in Tay's case, the AI learned the wrong lessons from the wrong people. Within 24 hours, Tay was spouting hate speech, political slander, and even comparing its detractors to Hitler.
Well, Microsoft had to shut it down out of embarrassment.
Due to its programming, Tay would always repeat what it was told, even if what it learned was hateful. It had no filter for upsetting or defamatory language. By simply following its programming, Tay moved far beyond its creator's intentions.
Well, that's the real issue with AI. A robot uprising may sound like something out of a cheesy B sci-fi movie, but it doesn't depend on evil scientists or Bond villains. Just a string of code that's too imprecise. Or an objective that's too ambiguously worded in your innocent robots perpetrating evil.
A bot tweeting hate speech is annoying, perhaps even troubling, but it's easy to avoid if you just stay off its feed. The stakes get much higher, however, when you consider the ways artificial intelligence is being used in the military.
In February 2018, journalist Linda Moulton Howe gave a shocking public statement at the Consciousness of Life Expo. Her talk focused on the dangers inherent in AI development. To illustrate the urgency, she referenced a recent robot massacre, which she alleged had been covered up.
According to Howe, in the summer of 2017, four Japanese military combat robots went rogue and shot the scientists who were working in their factory. 29 engineers were killed in the onslaught. The survivors managed to deactivate or disable three of the four killer androids. But before they could shut down the fourth, it downloaded remote instructions on how to repair itself. It continued the attack.
Howe didn't address how the scientists were able to stop the last AI, or if they ever did.
Ordinarily, a disaster like this would lead to a reevaluation of safety protocols, or the program might be scrapped entirely. But the Japanese government felt immense pressure to stay at the cutting edge of weapons technology.
So instead, the authorities covered up the violent attack. As Howe explained during her address, her CIA informant told her, "This is serious stuff, Linda, but you're not going to hear about this in the news."
Now, before we go further, we should discuss Howe's credentials. She had a roughly two-decade career as a journalist, but by the late 1980s or 1990s, Howe became a dedicated conspiracy theorist. Today, she's most famous as a ufologist who has made numerous claims about alien abductions and visitors from parallel dimensions.
We should also note that Howe gave very few details about the supposed robot massacre, which made her claims nearly impossible to verify. She didn't say the name of the factory where the killings took place, nor did she give any identifying information about her alleged source. She didn't even describe the killer robots or what their intended purpose was. Well, that doesn't mean the murder of 29 Japanese scientists definitely didn't happen. It just means we have to treat it with a grain of silicon.
But just because a violent uprising isn't happening right now, that doesn't mean it will never happen. And in our efforts to keep robots down, we might accidentally be radicalizing them to turn on their masters. Coming up, we'll explore whether the way we treat robots actually makes them more dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix. Terminix can't help you solve the world's biggest mysteries or take on alien life, at least not the ones you're thinking of, but they can help take care of pesky invaders in your home, like the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, and the termites in the walls. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. No matter what type of bug it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control. And with over 95 years of experience, it's no wonder they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere. So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it. Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TERMINIX.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
And now back to the story.
Although it's unlikely that the Japanese government is covering up an ongoing robot uprising, many people still fear we're on an inevitable path to an extinction-level war between humans and machines, and no one in power is stopping it.
The fears are so strong they influence how ordinary people see artificial intelligence. Well, take Hitchbot, a robot designed to hitchhike across the country. The creators left it in Boston with the hopes that it would reach San Francisco through a chain of Good Samaritans.
Unfortunately, Hitchbot never made it beyond the East Coast. It was smashed to pieces outside of Philadelphia. Though acts of vandalism are not uncommon, this one seemed pointed. The motives of the crime are unknown, but it seems likely that it was committed by someone with a hostile attitude towards robots.
If Hitchbot had been equipped with an AI that could think as a human does, such an act would be more than property destruction, it would be outright assault. And a learning AI, one with artificial general intelligence, would figure out how to defend itself as part of completing a mission. If Hitchbot had learned to fight back, it might have made it to San Francisco, and it might have left a trail of blood across the country.
Luckily, it can't, and it didn't. But it brings us to an interesting point. Within the robot uprising conspiracy theory, humanity's survival may depend on our ability to treat AIs well. There's even an organization focused on protecting intelligent programs, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Robots.
Though the existence of the ASPCR may seem silly, they make a valid point. If machines should gain intelligence, they need to be treated with the same respect as people and animals. Their thinking may be way ahead of its time. If machines never learn cruelty from us, we'll never have a reason to fight them.
But it's not only future-minded activists who care about this issue. Take Dr. David Hansen, a leading robotics developer and founder of Hansen Robotics. He's predicted robots will have civil rights by 2045. Of course, this is a fairly self-serving prediction, since his robot, Sophia, is the same robot who was given citizenship in Saudi Arabia.
Unfortunately, this honor might have been a bit hasty. In 2016, when Hansen asked his creation whether she would want to destroy all humans, she replied very simply, "Okay, I will destroy humans."
Clearly, Hansen didn't mean to give Sophia the idea of an AI revolution, but unintended behavior in robotics is such a common occurrence that we have to be careful about the inputs we give our machines.
Just like Microsoft's Tay repeating hate speech on Twitter, violence and inhospitality could trigger a war for supremacy.
But is that likely? Let's evaluate conspiracy theory number one on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 means we find the theory very likely, while 1 means we don't buy it.
As for the question of whether AI is on the verge of a violent uprising, I'd rate it a 5 out of 10. It's possible that someday humanity will create killer robots with the ability to overthrow us, but that's still a long way off, and it's definitely not happening now. And as far as the Japanese government covering up past robot uprisings, I'd give that a 2 out of 10. While Linda Howe's story is intriguing, it's not credible, and there aren't any other witnesses or similar events to back her up.
Snopes rated Linda Howe's story as false, and I have to agree. I'd give that 1 out of 10. A future violent uprising, though, isn't impossible, so I'm ranking it 4 out of 10. Computer programs have a way of evolving out of hand, like what happened with the chatbot Tay. It seems possible that a poorly programmed weapon system could turn on humanity, and I'm not sure we'd have much of a promising future after that.
And that's not just true in the military sphere. Automation is reshaping our economy, leading many to wonder if their jobs will be obsolete. But maybe the threat in this scenario isn't the artificial intelligence itself, but the politicians and engineers who set the narrative around it.
This brings us to conspiracy theory number 2. Our technology will outpace us, then over time replace every human employee in the workforce.
But unlike most conspiracy theories, this notion doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. A mechanical workforce might bring a more utopian society, a society that some powerful figures are actively fighting against.
Automation is a source of anxiety for people in all manner of workplaces. Jobs in factories, farms, and construction are constantly at risk of being made irrelevant by technology. And many blue-collar employees fear they don't have the skills to find a new vocation. Meanwhile, robotics is a terrifyingly lucrative business. There are 14 multi-billion dollar independent corporations that provide automation systems worldwide.
They include Siemens, Emerson, and ABB Group, all of whom are fighting tooth and nail to innovate for businesses. These companies grow their revenue by hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and with each new breakthrough they make, more jobs are put at risk.
On the surface, it should be a positive thing that there are fewer people doing menial tasks or hard labor. A laid-off blue-collar worker can theoretically move on to more fulfilling ventures.
However, in reality, there are fewer jobs. According to a 2019 report from the Metropolitan Policy Program, America's manufacturing sector has doubled its output since 1984, but with only two-thirds as many workers. The final third was replaced by machines. This same report shows that roughly 145 million American jobs are at risk in the near future due to automation. Other reviews have reached varied conclusions as to how many people would be impacted. The most alarming was an Oxford University study in 2013 that posited that 47% of jobs carry some risk of automation in the near future.
Even jobs traditionally seen as skilled face a risk. Recent advances have created a robot that can find veins and draw blood better than many nurses.
And who's to say the AI text-to-voice technology inside Siri and Alexa couldn't eventually host a podcast? Well, when you consider losing your own job, it has real weight.
The Oxford report further explains that one of the big reasons that robots are at an advantage is that they do not have personal lives. A machine working at a Tesla factory can build car after car after car until it breaks, without any need for lunch, bathroom breaks, or vacations. Because humans need sleep, food, and social lives, we are at a massive disadvantage.
Well, it's no wonder automation is so concerning to so many people. And yet, according to an article by Noah Smith published on Bloomberg, there's nothing to fear from AIs in the professional world.
For one thing, automation doesn't necessarily mean specific jobs will go away. It only means that certain functions can be completed by machines.
For instance, bank tellers still exist alongside ATMs, and driverless cars still need a human on board for safety. And of course, there's always a need for engineers and computer scientists to build and improve these machines.
According to Smith, the sorts of jobs that get automated are typically low-skilled, low-paid professions. But each time a factory or data entry gig is eliminated, a new, high-skilled, high-paying position appears. The advent of working robots doesn't spell an end to the world's economy, but rather a shift to better compensated and more fulfilled workers.
In fact, countries with high amounts of automation, like Germany, South Korea, and Japan, have seen drops in unemployment rates. And when specific companies within the United States implemented new technologies, average salaries increased in those regions. Even low-end salaries saw an uptick.
Best of all, this economic boom is unlikely to result in inflation. Smith notes that high-quality consumer goods can be made cheaply without a human labor force, meaning the average consumer will not only make more money, but they'll be able to stretch their dollars further.
And an economic boom could fund government policies like universal basic income, which would allow those laid-off workers to pursue their passions instead of being tied to a 40-hour work week.
It all sounds rather utopian, which makes us wonder why so many people are frightened of job automation. According to a 2018 Pew Research poll, half of all Americans worry that new technology will make their profession obsolete. 60% of poll respondents, who were located in 10 different nations, worried that job loss would contribute to economic inequality. And 75% worried that laid-off employees would have a hard time finding a new career.
These fears are in direct opposition to what the data says will happen with increased automation. So, where do these concerns come from? Well, maybe anxious employees are worried because that's how they're told to feel.
The news is certainly full of alarmist statements from tech executives and politicians denouncing automation. And few of those critics have been as outspoken as billionaire Elon Musk. He's well situated to weigh in on new technology. He's the founder of PayPal, Tesla, and SpaceX, among other ventures, and an accomplished computer programmer.
Musk makes the headlines frequently with his doom-filled predictions about AI. In 2014, he called it humanity's biggest existential threat. He's frequently advocated for stricter government regulations on AI development, regulations that haven't yet made it into law. He's also made claims about advanced computers that are a bit eyebrow-raising. At the New Establishment Summit in 2014, Musk mused aloud that there was a possibility that all of existence was merely a computer simulation. All our lives and everything we know is just code, like in The Matrix.
Conveniently, there's no way to test this hypothesis from within our alleged computer simulation. Setting aside the more outlandish theories, Musk is clearly, deeply opposed to the development of AI, and he's not alone.
Kevin Roos with The New York Times noted that automation is so unpopular, many CEOs are reluctant to speak favorably about it in public for fear of backlash.
It's here that we see an odd set of contradictory principles. Automation can improve people's job security, economic power, and overall quality of life. But it's so widely feared, elite CEOs and politicians on both sides of the aisle use the specter of automation to scare their constituents into voting a certain way.
So, are politicians and technocrats overstating the dangers of AI in order to exert social control? Feels pretty unlikely. For one thing, the statistics about the benefits of automation are pretty sparse. The technologies are just too new and too untested for anyone to say for sure whether they'll help or hinder humanity in the long run. It's possible that people in power are voicing sincere, well-argued concerns.
And the concerns extend beyond job loss. Like we discussed in our first conspiracy theory, workplace robots could exhibit unintended behaviors, making dangerous consumer products. or a truly intelligent program might decide it doesn't want to be exploited in an office or factory and push back against its employers. Even more insidiously, an AI could use the products it manufactures to its advantage.
With addictive apps, self-driving cars, and even sex robots, a malicious AI would have plenty of tools at its disposal to manipulate the human population. What better way to take over the world than distract your opponent as you slowly wrest control from their hands?
If AI controls everything about our society, we are virtually powerless to stop it.
An AI that's fully integrated into the workforce could turn on humanity, or it could eliminate the need for labor altogether.
At this point, there's truly no way to know. But I'm pretty confident that there's no elite cabal of politicians and businessmen actively trying to prevent an automated utopia. So I'm giving this theory a 3 out of 10.
I agree. But the finer details are still up for debate, especially the role sentient machines could play in the workplace. And the core of this theory is based in truth. Machines are improving, and they are replacing people in the professional sphere, so I'm giving it a slightly higher score of 4 out of 10.
Of course, this and our first conspiracy theory were both predicated on the idea that people and machines were in competition. Our last conspiracy theory considers this issue differently. We'll explore whether humanity will be assimilated by AI and future people will become human-machine hybrids.
While technological enhancement could help us overcome sickness or injury, it also might contribute to an oppressive class system and maybe the doom of mankind as a whole. Coming up, we discuss the implications of human-machine integration and what that might mean for the future of our species.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And now back to the story.
For generations, humanity has been making machines to assist us in our daily lives. As they improve, they seem to offer more rewards to their creators. Yet, they also come with greater risks. So far, we've discussed whether AI could rise up against us and destroy humanity, or replace us in the workforce, destroying our job prospects.
We also considered that the fear of robots stealing our jobs could simply be something politicians and technocrats want you to believe as a way to gain power.
These theories both treat AI as a separate entity from humanity and a potential competitor for global dominance, like how Homo Neanderthalensis and Homo sapiens competed in prehistory.
Although Neanderthals are now extinct, most modern people have some Neanderthalensis DNA. Our ancestors didn't wipe out our opponents. We merged into something new. And maybe biological people and mechanical robots will come together in a similar way.
The possibility feels pretty far off. A branch supervisor at Johns Hopkins University's Applied Physics Laboratory stated that an intelligent, collaborative AI would not be something that happens overnight.
He told The Hill, "Robots right now, or artificial intelligence right now, is really good at pattern recognition. But taking those patterns to the next step and making sense of them, well, they're still not there yet."
On the other hand, humans excel at analyzing data and drawing conclusions, which means we offer computers something they don't have.
Which brings us to conspiracy theory number three. Humans and technology will merge to become a super species.
The concept, known as transhumanism, isn't anything new. Philosophers, writers, and scientists have been theorizing about it for over 100 years, arguing that humanity can seize the reins of our own evolution using technology to enhance our abilities as a species.
The movement is already in progress today. Cochlear implants simulate hearing for deaf people. Pacemakers regulate heartbeats. Artificial legs help the paralyzed walk.
All of these are modern examples of how we, as humans, have used technology to improve our bodies.
And when we can fix ourselves like we're fine-tuning a car, how long until we start more radical upgrades? Where's the line between colored contact lenses and computerized lenses that can translate foreign languages?
Not everyone sees transhumanism in a positive light. Some believe transhumanism signifies a new dark age, or even that transhumanism might bring about the extinction of humanity.
Well, according to this theory, scientists will soon be able to create cybernetically enhanced humans. They may be able to design new robotic body parts, helping people overcome disease, injury, or even the ravages of old age. Unfortunately, this amazing technology would be incredibly expensive.
They claim that the cost will create a new social order where only the rich and powerful can afford to be upgraded to superhumans. Those who couldn't pay for the enhancements would essentially become an inferior species, forever under the rule of the upper class.
It's not that far-fetched. We already use technology as status symbols. Think of people who always have the latest model cell phones or cars.
Whether someone's working off their laptop at Starbucks or wearing AirPods on the train, you can immediately identify the haves and the have-nots. The more expensive innovations we create, the larger that gap will become.
There's a fear that this might lead to the enslavement of ordinary biological humans, or a future where every baby born is given cybernetic implants.
The transhumanist possibilities extend beyond modifications to the human body. Consider mind uploading, or the idea that people will be able to store their thoughts, memories, and personalities on a computer, thereby conquering mortality.
Ray Kurzweil, director of engineering at Google, has theorized that mind uploading could be achieved as early as 2045. The possibility opens the floodgates of many debates, moral, ethical, political, and even theological.
But perhaps the creepiest thing is what experts refer to as digital immortality. If someone is uploaded to a computer, they'll never die because they're not confined to a body. Even if the computer itself is damaged or breaks, a digital consciousness can be transferred as easily as sending a file over email.
If the rich and powerful could be uploaded, they'd be able to hold on to their authority for more than a lifetime.
However, there's no present technology that comes close to the scope of what mind uploading would require. Instead, most of what we can do with machines is an exaggeration or amplification of things people have always done.
Well, that said, a transhumanist singularity doesn't necessarily mean that humanity has to change our bodies or become more machine-like. It may focus solely on enhancing the brain.
Werner Vinge, the author who coined the term technological singularity, saw a future where humans harnessed the power of technology and used it for upgrades. Vinge theorized a future involving IA, or intelligence augmentation, the idea that humans could use computers to achieve what he called a form of superhumanity.
Such power is about more than designing a new computer chip. It involves tampering with our own evolution. The theory goes beyond cochlear implants or robotic fingers. It involves putting silicon computer processing chips inside our brains. With hardware in our bodies, we could do all of the amazing things we do on phones and laptops without the risk of breaking the screen or accidentally putting it in the washing machine.
While the science isn't there yet, researchers have proven that this technology is theoretically possible, and many in the field are actively working on connecting humans to machines.
Despite all his criticisms of AI, Elon Musk owns a company devoted to this technology called Neuralink. In 2019, Musk claimed he was able to connect a monkey's brain to a computer, and the primate could control the machine using his mind. However, they are still far away from linking the human brain to a computer.
As for the claim that when these cybernetic advancements arrive, the ruling class will create a new social order with them sitting at top, author Zoltan István thinks that's unlikely.
In a Vice article, István agreed that at first the wealthy would be the only ones able to afford enhancements, but that would change very quickly. He said, in 20 years' time, artificial hearts will likely be affordable, just like cell phones, which were once unaffordable to almost everyone in the 1980s, can now even be found in some poor villages in Africa.
It's consistent with Moore's Law, which states that computer technology is advancing at an exponential rate, matched only by the steep decline in its cost.
So although we're a long way away from a fully transhumanist society, if we eventually get there, it likely won't be apocalyptic.
Given all this, I'm rating this theory a 2 out of 10. Extending or improving the quality of people's lives with AI is clearly an achievable goal. But in spite of all of the amazing breakthroughs in medical technology, the brain still remains too complex to directly interface with a computer.
Even when we are able to crack the human brain, Moore's Law proves that one group won't have the ability to significantly outclass everyone else. When the technology arrives, everyone will be able to afford it. However, that does put the theory that humans will make heavy use of intelligence augmentation higher in my book, so I'm ranking that part of the theory 7 out of 10, though I may not live to see it happen.
Of all the theories we've discussed, the most likely seems to be conspiracy theory number 1, that humans will create a machine able to fight us, possibly putting ourselves in danger of being killed by the robots we create. But again, the chances of this are up in the air.
It's in our hands to make sure something like that doesn't occur by teaching AIs respect and peace rather than war and aggression. We know of the dangers and have to be mindful of them.
And with that said, even the most optimistic predictions of human-level AI are still decades away. Experts are divided on whether a truly intelligent machine can even be built. For now, you're far more likely to be killed by a self-driving car with an error in its human-made programming than by a sentient robot.
If you take anything away from this discussion, let it be this. You should not fear the singularity.
Google engineer Ray Kurzweil compares computer technology to fire. It can do incredible damage, but without it, our species would have stagnated long before we started to build complex machines.
Technology is a tool, and the most you can do is educate yourself on the tools you have. There's no getting rid of AI. But for now, the best computer in the world is still your brain.
Thanks for tuning in to Conspiracy Theories. We'll be back Wednesday with a new episode. You can find all episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify.
For more information on the technological singularity, we found The Technological Singularity by Murray Shanahan especially helpful to our research.
Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now, Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Conspiracy Theories, for free, from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker.
To stream Conspiracy Theories on Spotify, just open the app, tap Browse, and type Conspiracy Theories in the search bar.
Until then, remember, the truth isn't always the best story.
And the official story isn't always the truth.
Conspiracy Theories was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. Executive producers include Max and Ron Cutler. Sound design by Dick Schroeder, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Travis Clark. This episode of Conspiracy Theories was written by Matthew Teamstra, with writing assistance by Maggie Admire, and stars Molly Brandenburg and Carter Roy.